Hello everyone, this is Dr. Siddharth Vinod Lakhani, consultant nephrologist and transplant physician practicing in the city of Mumbai. We are going to talk today on diabetes and kidney health. Diabetic kidney disease is a type of kidney disease which is caused by diabetes. Diabetes is a leading cause of kidney disease. About 1 out of 3 adults with diabetes will have kidney disease. Main function of kidney is to filter waste and extra water out of the blood to make urine. Kidneys also help to control blood pressure and make hormones that keeps your body stay healthy. When your kidneys are damaged, they cannot blood filter, and that is when your waste starts building up in the body. Kidney damage can also cause problems to other organs of the body, and it can lead to other health problems. Kidney damage caused by diabetes usually occurs slowly over many years. You can take certain steps to protect your kidney and to prevent or delay the kidney damage. High blood sugar, also called as blood sugar, can damage the blood vessels in your kidney. When the blood vessels are damaged, they don't work as well as they normally do. Many patients with diabetes also develop high blood pressure, which can again cause damage to the kidneys. We'll learn more about high blood pressure and kidney disease at a later date. We'll be focusing mainly on diabetes and kidney health today. Having diabetes for a longer time increases the chances that you'll have kidney damage. So if you have diabetes, you are more likely to develop kidney disease. If you have associated high blood pressure and if you have associated high blood sugar, you're more likely to develop kidney disease in a patient with diabetes. If you smoke, if you don't follow a good dietary plan, if you eat foods which are high in salt, if you're not physically active, if you're overweight, if you have heart disease, and if you have a family history of kidney disease. Most people with diabetic kidney disease do not have symptoms. The only way is to probably get your kidney checked is regular testing of blood and urine in a patient with diabetes. Your health professionals will check for probably urine testing for albumin, and they may also tell you whether you're losing albumin from the urine or no. You can get tested every year for kidney disease if you have diabetes type 2. And if you have diabetes type 1, it is usually more than 5 years of the duration of disease. How can I keep my kidneys healthy if I have diabetes? Most of the patients will ask us this question. The best way to slow or prevent diabetic kidney related disease is to reach your blood glucose and blood pressure levels at a pressure goals. Healthy lifestyles, taking your medicines on a routine prescribed dosages. That is how it's going to achieve the goals of better blood pressure and better sugar control. How to reach my blood pressure or blood sugar goal? Always get in touch with your healthcare professional, so we'll test your HbA1c level. HbA1c is probably glycated hemoglobin level. It gives you an average blood glucose over last 3 months. This is different from sugars what we test, which usually gives us fasting and postprandial levels. The HbA1c goals for diabetic patients should be less than 7%. Ask your healthcare team what goal should probably individualize for your case. Work with your healthcare team to result probably and have better results in food, physical activity and management. And always be in touch with your physical or probably healthcare team to know how frequently you should check your blood pressure, blood sugar, urine albumin and creatinine. If you're having blood pressure, better control of blood pressure is always needed. Blood pressure is a force of your blood against the wall of your blood vessels. High blood pressure will make your heart work too hard. And if you have high blood pressure, you are at high risk of developing heart attack, stroke, and kidney disease. Your healthcare team will always guide you to measure blood pressures and let you know what should be the ideal blood pressure. Usual target is 140/90. Medicines that usually lowers blood pressure can also sometimes lead to kidney damages. So it's important that you know what medicines you're taking. If you're taking medicines like ACE, ARB, and if your creatinine is higher, get in touch with your healthcare team. Probably they can help us to get down or reduce the dose of this medicine. Have to maintain healthy lifestyles if I'm suffering from diabetes and blood pressure. And that's how I'm going to lead a healthy life. Stop smoking. Work with a dietitian to have a separate diet plan for you. Make physical activity as a routine part of your body, a routine part of your schedule. 30 to 40 minutes or 30 to 45 minutes, at least 5 by 7 in a week should be the goal. Keep your health weights and weight targets constant. Get good enough sleep. 7 to 8 hours of sleep should be adequate. Take medicines as prescribed. That's an important part. Again, how I'm going to keep myself healthy. As prescribed, your medicine should be taken to control your sugar and blood pressure goal. Kidney damage from diabetes can get worse over time. These are diseases which can be slowed down or probably delayed. It doesn't get cured once you have the disease. So it's important that we should know. And once you have kidney disease, it doesn't mean it's an end. You have probably further options, treatment options when your kidney percent is less than 15% in form of dialysis and kidney transplant. So it's not like if you have got kidney disease, it's going to be an end. There are a lot of treatment options. If you have a kidney disease, do get in touch with us. I'm available at Lakhani Kidney Care, clinics located at Prabhadevi and Ghatkopar. Thank you.